At the same time, methanogens can use hydrogen and carbon dioxide produced by other bacteria to generate methane, which can reduce the total volume of gas by using up hydrogen and carbon dioxide. So there's a complex web among intestinal bacteria, allowing them to flourish by either directly consuming undigested food or using what other bacteria produce. This interaction largely determines the amount and type of gas produced. So gas production is a sign that your gut bacteria are at work. But in some instances, people may develop abnormal increased flatulence. A common example is lactose intolerance. Most individuals have the enzyme for breaking down lactose, a sugar present in milk and milk-derived products. But some people either lack it entirely or have a reduced amount, such as after a gastrointestinal infection. So they're unable to digest lactose products and may experience cramping, along with increased flatulence due to bacterial fermentation. But remember, most gas is produced as a natural result of bacterial fermentation in the intestine and indicates healthy functioning of the gut. The amount and type can vary based on your diet and the bacteria in your intestine. Exercise social courtesy while passing gas, and do try to forgive your bacteria. They're only trying to be helpful.